Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Feeling this one, Lamphill. Lamphill's dancing his ass off in there. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, celebrating Christmas all season long. Nobody loves Christmas more than me.
How about we go try Scotty's Celsius Friday?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
My red suited dude.
Watermelon. Watermelon with some Scotty's. That'd be good, though.
A little bit of ice.
Yeah.
Now that may get the goal. Lights get a little lower. Little bottle service, yeah. Bottles and models.
Lights get lower.
Get it going.
And what get higher? Shorter.
Heels get higher.
And the skirts get shorter.
Skirts get shorter. Yeah, that's the game plan.
Oh, your eyesight just messed up.
Maybe. That is the game plan. Listen, a lot of love for our guy Jeff Walker's song. Don't you worry. We're going to play it at the 45 of every hour. So 12:45 and 1:45, you will hear it again. Aight? Keep it tight, aight? Aight. Right now, though, let's make some real predictions, man, because we got in an hour from now is Ask B. Mitch Anything. We got you'll hear from Jerron Payne. Jeff Ehrman's going to join us at 1:30. So let's get some predictions on the board. Haven't heard much from Jim Andrew Mullins the IV, a.k.a. Lamphill, today. Now, Lamphill is our soccer insider, so I don't want to take him away from one of the many, many hats he wears. But Landini, what are you thinking about this Commanders game in the Meadowlands this weekend?
I actually feel kind of good about it. I don't think that the Giants are a very good team. I don't believe in Daniel Jones. I think the Commanders are going to go and win.
Score?
At low scoring. I would say 17-13.
That Philadelphia bias, he hates New York.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're very good either. Dude, I'm pretty close to Lamphill. I think they actually score a little bit this week, which is perhaps silly.
I mean, the Commanders are road favorites. They're not a good team, the Giants.
So if you look at the Giants, their defense ranks 22nd in yards allowed on the season and yet 14th in points allowed. So there's you can look at that a number of ways. People like to say kind of a bend, don't break. Maybe that's what they're doing and they're getting away with it, that they're allowing teams to move. You could argue that that's a little bit alarming for the Commanders, a team that struggles in the red zone when if the Giants are giving up a bunch of yards, but they're not giving up a ton of points, typically would mean they're letting teams move the ball between the 20s and they buckle down inside of the 20s. And you see that as kind of like a technique for defenses.
I think both teams do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, the Commanders defensively, the numbers are a lot better. They're 7th in the NFL in yards allowed, 10th in points allowed. And to me, those numbers correspond much better than being 22nd in yards allowed and then 14th in points allowed. Like that gap is much bigger, and it's rare for it to drop that much. And points can be fluky too, right? Like, I think the Commanders' points allowed is a little bit lower because of some missteps, probably early in the season in the opposing territory. If you look at the offenses on the field here, fairly similar. Not a lot of explosive activity.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants come in 20th in the NFL in yards gained, 22nd in points scored. The Commanders are 22nd in yards gained, 24th in points scored. So to expect a barn burner here seems a little silly.
The thing about me, I look at this thing, when you look at, when you have the division teams, scares you a little bit.
Division games are a totally different beast. The total on this thing is 40 and a half, depending where you look. So Vegas is not expecting an explosion 40, of scoring here 23, either.
23-17.
23-17 works. 24-16. I mean, let's try to eliminate some possibilities here. Does anybody see either team scoring 30 in this game?
I don't see it. It's possible, but I don't see it.
Right. So, I mean, for the Commanders, they've scored 30 once this season, and it was the best game they've played against the Philadelphia Eagles a month ago.
Yeah.
They've scored 30 once. They've scored fewer than 20 seven times. They've scored 10 or less twice. I mean, they've got a 12, a 10, and an 8 on the board.
Yeah.
And then the Giants, it's not. How many times do you think the Giants have scored 30 this year?
Probably none.
Zero.
Yeah. I'm good at this guessing thing.
Dude, you really are. I mean, you're smart and you're good at context.
Well, I love the way you ask questions because you normally give the answer.
Well, perhaps that's part of our repertoire. That's our
Don't take away from my brainiac.
I think you
my
are.
My brainiacism.
You are a brainiacism. Giants scored 27 in a win over the Packers at Lambeau. Not to take anything away from the win, but I look at this. I think Washington wins, dude. I think a lot of football is about momentum, and I think the Commanders have it right now, and I think you gotta roll with that. I like their chances going up there this weekend. I really like the way Daron Payne, John Allen, Montez Sweat are playing. If Chase Young does play, or even if he doesn't, I like the collection of dudes on the other side. Williams,
yeah,
Effie Obada have played well.
I truly like their chances, but I'm gonna be super honest. I am scared as hell. I know we're kind of like one-sided in our thought process because we've looked at it this week and we said that the luck is going to run out on the Giants, and the Giants are having a lot of luck in things of that nature. We're having a lot of luck too. I think you mentioned early in the season, you say that one clunker of a game is coming. It hadn't come yet. Although it wasn't good last week, that wasn't the clunker of a game. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I believe it, but like I'm putting my hand on my eyes. I don't want to see it. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
I have a little worry about that. I've seen too many balls touch other people's hands. I've seen
pause.
These dudes on a trip. I have seen too many times.
I know you're in locker rooms a long time, but jeez.
I've seen too many times. Now I'm starting to see, all of a sudden, I had not seen it since he started all last year. Now I got shuffle passes going on, flip passes and things. Like,
those were wacky.
We're getting a little too out there. Like, you know, you get so confident, you think you can do everything. And that troubles me a little bit.
How about
When you play with fire too long, you get burnt.
I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Teddy E on Twitter says, I don't care anything about stats or records. The Giants have always given us fits and have dominated head-to-head matchups.
Well, Teddy, I'm right there. That's why. See, Teddy is kind of thinking like me. We have gotten into
crazy?
I'm a little bit off. We've gotten to a point, just a little bit. We got to a point in society where all we talk about is stats and what's the word I'm looking for here?
Analytics.
Analytics people say. There's another part of sports, which is you got to go out there and damn do it. And when the Giants play us, for some damn reason, things seem to go awry. We could be playing great. Things don't go good. They could be playing horrible. All of a sudden, they're playing good. And that little thing right there is what has me scared so bad. So, yes, I have a level of confidence, but I also understand that those stats don't mean a damn thing. You know, this, when Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until you get hit in the face.
Till you get punched in the mouth. Let me read you something that's kind of troubling. So, now, understanding that we are talking a lot of games and a lot of years.
Yeah.
Okay? The Commanders, and we'll call them the Hogs, because we're talking Commanders, football team, and Redskins, right? Have played 178 games against the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
178 games. You want to guess the all-time record?
Don't tell me it's 89.
It is not.
Okay. It's close, though.
No.
The Giants are way ahead?
Yes.
Okay.
70-104-4. On average, now, granted, we're talking 90 years, and I'm not sure how much 90 years matters on Sunday, but on average, the Commanders have about a 40% win percentage against the New York Giants.
See,
so when people say, I'm worried because historically they kick our ass.
The guy that sent you
that tweet, Teddy,
Teddy understands it's something about seeing someone twice a year and being so familiar with them. And like we in this town, and a lot of people always just talk about Dallas and Washington. That Philadelphia-Washington thing is special. That New York-Washington thing might be a little bit more special. Because those are some hard fought games, and then they have a lead on you too,
dude. You want the records just while I have them up?
Wait, what?
The franchise records. So I just told you that the Commanders have a 40% win percentage against the Giants historically.
Mm-hmm.
Against the Cowboys, they played 123 hit games ever. Mm-hmm. 123 games, and figures two a year, so you can do the math.
Mm-hmm.
45-76-2, a 37% win percentage.
Wow.
Lanville, you sitting down?
Always.
Always.
Against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Hogs, 177 games. 88-83-6. Historically, Hogs win 51% of the time they're playing Philly. Take that.
Aaron Lanville say? Not recently.
Not the last 20 years, though.
They've also played some defunct teams. The Staten Island, they're 1-0 against the Staten Island Stapletons.
The who?
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, the Brooklyn Tigers were a thing. The Redskins played the Brooklyn Tigers 25 times, 17-5.
So what did
that Brooklyn Tigers
what
suck.
Did that team become?
I don't know, dude. Some of these, I imagine, just folded, and we're talking about teams in the 30s or whatever. The New York Yanks, I don't know how they could get that trademark, but whatever. So the history against the Giants is a real thing. B, I want you to do something for me. I'm going to tell you how I felt. A lot of this city, so Commanders get the big win over the Eagles, and that kind of jump-started the season. It changed the trajectory of the season. Everybody was terrified the next week going to Houston. What did I say? I said, Houston sucks.
You're worried about the next week.
You got to go down there, run the ball, get out of there with a win. That's exactly what they did. They dominated the game against Houston. I told you I was really, really nervous about the Falcons game.
Mm-hmm.
Depending what you think, believe, Atlanta easily could have won that game. They had first a goal from the two.
We got out of that one.
They scraped by.
Yeah.
I'm not... Now, if I had to rate what games was I most worried about, I would have had Atlanta at the top, then the Giants, and then Houston, just because Houston's terrible. Like, it would have been 1-2-26. What would your order be of those three? Going into the game, not in hindsight.
I'm worried more about the Giants.
Than the Falcons?
Than the Falcons. Okay. I go Giants, Falcons.
And it's on the road, too.
Yeah, Giants, Falcons, Houston.
It's going to be... Giants are on a 2-game losing streak, and they've lost 3 of their last 4. The Giants at one point were 6-1 before they flew across the country to Seattle, lost to the Seahawks out there, 27-13. If you look at some of the best defenses they've played, Dallas, Seattle, Tennessee, I mean, that week one win showed serious guts by Brian Daboll to go for 2 in the win at the end of the game. And B, obviously a week one win matters in the record book, matters mm-hmm. in the playoff chase. But how much does a week one win really matter in week 13? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it matters if you played against a team that you're battling for in the playoff thing, but if you're not, then it doesn't matter.
You weren't on that team, obviously, but if you remember the Jim Zorn first year when they started 6-2.
I try not to.
Well, there was so much excitement, but if you look at it a little bit more, it looked kind of funky, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making a ton of comparisons here, but I believe just that I was young then and I was just a fan of the team, but like I'm not sure the team ever truly believed in the 6-2 and believed in what they could be.
I didn't believe in it because I told Coach Thompson they're 6-2. They're going to probably finish 8-8 at best. And he said, boy, how you say that? I said, Coach, they haven't changed anything since the first week. And they finished what that year? 8-8.
You were correct. How hard is it for a rebuilding team to believe that they're good?
I think when you look at this team here with Daboll, they seem to have a different thought process of themselves. And I believe that with him, they have more wins than losses. With a coach who you've been listening to and you've been losing a lot with, it's hard to get over that hump. This may be just what they need, somebody to make them believe a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I think what happened with Washington is they were kind of floating along, headed towards another around 500 season. Then you beat Philly up there on Monday Night Football, and everybody starts believing.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't think New York's had that win yet, but I do think this could be that win for them. Not that the Commanders are the Eagles, but they're coming in hot. They're coming in winners of the 6 of the last 7. Everybody's talking about this defense. You know, I think folks up in New York are probably pretty fired up and excited for this game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close, but I think the Commanders are the better team. I think my prediction will be the scores are always weird because you miss extra points and field goals and somebody goes for 2 late.
Yeah.
22-18. That's my score.
That's a weird score.
I like weird scores.
Weird as hell.
I like weird things. I'm kind of weird. Why are you shaking your head at me?
Glad what you the said hell? That.
You're kind of weird, too. That's why we're in it together.
No.
One player that's going to need to have a big game on Sunday to win for the Hogs, that is Daron Payne.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hear from him next. Don't go anywhere.
When I walk in the club, all eyes on me.
This is what we're talking about, Landfill. Properly celebrate.
We like to rock.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Maryland made amazingly smooth. Shot. What's going to happen to Daniel Jones' body tomorrow?
Everybody.
What's going to happen to Saquon Barkley's body? Hit him and wrap him. Earlier this week, I got to talk to Daron Payne. A lot going on with Daron. Obviously, he's having a monster season. He's among the top vote getters at defensive tackle for the Pro Bowl in the NFC. And this weekend is the My Cause, My Cleats initiative by the NFL, where various players wear special cleats to try to raise money for charities they believe in. Those cleats then get auctioned off. If you're interested in a pair, you can find them. There's all sorts of websites. You can find them at thecommanders.com or go from there. Daron's wearing special cleats to support his mom. Really good conversation with Daron about slowing down Daniel Jones, how you attack read option, what the Pro Bowl would mean. Let's hear it now. Good to talk to Commanders D-tackle Daron Payne. Big game coming up this weekend. Going up to New York. If the playoffs started today, you guys are in. Unfortunately, they don't start today. You got a bunch more games left. What's the mindset going to the Meadowlands?
I know we got to play a bunch of football that means a lot to us right now. So hopefully we can just go out there, play to the end like we have been these last couple weeks and get us a win.
Does it help coming off the Atlanta win where they have a really multifaceted, good ground attack and then the Giants do also?
I feel like every team is their own team, though. Atlanta had their beast, and New York, they got Saquon, back a healthy Saquon, and Daniel Jones, they a bunch of explosive guys, so we just got to contain them.
If they get running that kind of read option stuff with Daniel Jones where he's had some success, what's your role in those situations?
My role usually on plays like that be like playing a double team just because of that's the read I'm getting. So, but everybody has to play their part on that. So if you got hang coming off the end or if you got a miss, it's all everybody playing the defense.
Have you enjoyed going to New York over the years?
I mean, it's cool. It's fun. Not the best grass, but
what is up with that turf? Because I've seen that's like a thing around the league, and there's seams in it or something.
I don't know. It's just I know how it feels. That's all I know.
Two things specifically going on right now that I wanted to ask you about. Let's start with the My Cause, My Cleats, because I know you've got special cleats coming this weekend, supporting lupus research and the Kidney Foundation. Tell us, you know, how and why we landed here. Let's start with the Alabama Kidney Foundation.
Well, both of them, the Alabama Kidney Foundation and the Lupus Foundation of America, they I chose this because my mom, she has kidney failure and she also suffers from lupus. So I just teamed up with them to do these, and I know she appreciates it a bunch, and everyone else.
Is that something she's dealt with a long time, your whole life? Like, are you used to this?
Yeah, most of my life she's been doing dialysis and doing all that stuff, coping in and out the doctor. So it's she's a real tough woman, and she's been fighting her whole life.
What does it mean that you're at a stage of your life where you can maybe raise some money, some awareness to help fight something she's been dealing with for so long?
I know, like, just being in the position, seeing my mom going hospital to hospital, dialysis, at-home dialysis, in-home dialysis, I know it's tough on the person and the family because it takes a lot out of that. And just being able to bring some light onto the situation and the cause, it just means a bunch.
What was it like for you growing up as a football player with your mom fighting that?
It was. I wouldn't say it was tough because she always made it happen for me. She always, if she had to do a dialysis, she'd get up early, like 4 o'clock in the morning, just to do it so she can be on the road with us for the rest of the day. So she always made her sacrifices just for me to go out there and do my thing.
Speaking of doing your thing, Pro Bowl voting starting to come out. You are among the top D tackles in the NFC. You and John. What would a Pro Bowl mean to you?
I mean a lot. It's definitely something that I'd love to have on the resume. You feel me? So I hope I get them votes.
You got to start like retweeting people or something. You got to start going for it on social media.
Got to.
You
got to
get the Bama fans. That's what you need. They're wild.
Yeah, I feel like they've been doing their thing though. That's probably why I'm on there.
You hoping you're gonna get there?
Yeah, definitely. All right. Make a couple more plays.
There you go. You know what would help? Big plays, Big Apple, big stage.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Deron, thanks for the time, man.
All good.
Deron Payne there. I enjoyed learning about his mom and her struggles and everything she did for him as a young man. But I wanted to ask you this, B, because I think Deron Payne and Terry McLaurin are really on the precipice of making that first Pro Bowl berth. John Allen got there last year. Mm-hmm. Tress has already been there. I think Tress has a really good chance of getting there. What does making the Pro Bowl mean as a player? Like, what's it like? What's it like getting close and then finally breaking through?
It's an unbelievable feeling. I think ultimately it's not necessary. And listen, all the votes matter, but ultimately players look at the fact that their peers voted them in. They look at more of the coaches that they play against and their peers. The other players around the league thought that much of you to vote on you to put you there. Because let's be real. Every year in almost every locker room, some people are voting for people just for the hell of it. Not necessarily because they believe in them, but because they don't want that guy to go, so they vote for somebody that don't have a chance in hell. But ultimately, the bulk of the guys vote on the guys who they truly respect and believe in. And when you make it to it, it feels good. Now, they change up how everything is, but when you get there with all of those guys at the certain level of their playing career, or they're at the pinnacle of it, you look around sometimes and you're in awe of saying, like, damn, I made it. I'm one of them. You know, because it's all the top players are there for the most part. And on those all-pro lists, Pro Bowl, those type of things, is when you don't settle, but you at least say, you know what? All that work is paying off. And for me, it made me go back and work harder. And I'm sure other people, you look at Terry and then Deron, the way that they work, they want to, but you don't stop. When you get there, you want to make sure you stay there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You want people always discussing you when they talk about the best of the best.
Well, speaking of the best of the best, or at least somebody who has shown to be among the best of the best, Ron Rivera speaking to the media now, practice is over. And let's just do a quick poll. Put your phone down. Hopefully nobody has looked yet. Everybody put their phone down. Lanville, put your damn phone down.
We're not looking at nothing.
I mean, I know Jeff is probably looking at porn, but I don't know what Lanville's looking at.
Well, he's getting ready for
Exotica. Jeff, you start. Do you know what Ron Rivera has said about Chase Young?
Chase will come back when he's ready to come back.
That's your guess?
That's my guess.
Lanville, what do you think? I assume, have you looked? Do you know?
No.
Okay, what do you think he has said?
He said that he's not going to play.
What are you looking at on your phone?
World Cup stuff.
Okay. That's why he's our soccer insider, B.
Yeah.
Brian Mitchell.
I think he's going to say he's going to go, and we'll have 2 weeks to work on it when he gets back.
You think he's saying that he's playing?
Yeah.
Jeff says he thinks he's not playing. Lanfield says he doesn't say anything. Do I have that accurate?
I said he said he's not playing.
You said not playing. Jeff said he says nothing. Boys, buckle up. Jeff Walker's correct.
He's not playing?
He's not saying anything.
Okay.
Ron Rivera said, and I quote, speaking of Chase Young, the Commanders head coach, he had a good day. We're going to evaluate him on Sunday.
Okay.
The old non-update update.
I love it.
I mean, here's information we do have. Remember that the Benjamin St. Juice injury was no big deal?
Yep.
He's about to miss his second consecutive game.
But we should not.
And I think Daniel Jones is a better passer than Marcus Mariota.
We've been looking at that for a minute, though. Like, I think Ben, we see a lot of time when they say it's no, nothing, it's not a problem, and then it ends up being a problem. So I'm not shocked at that at all. Because Cole Holcomb was just a nothing. He's on IR now.
That minor foot thing. We'll get him checked out.
Yeah.
Benjamin St. Juice, again, will not play. Brian, sorry to tell you, Dax Milne won't be playing this weekend.
So disappointed.
Also, Trey Turner will be out, which means Sam Cosmi, I believe this is right, at least in the pros, will get his first ever start at guard. A lot of people said they want to see Cosmi at guard. Well, you're gonna
see him.
Who's the big kid D tackle for the Giants? I'm blanking on his name. Lawrence went to USC, was drafted one pick after Brandon Scherff. Come on, guys. Is that – it's tough because there's Tank Lawrence with Dallas.
It's not Tank.
Yeah, it's – no, so the – I'm sorry. I'm mixing up names. Dexter Lawrence is the D-tackle. He went to Wake. I'm mixing him up with Leonard Williams, who also plays for the Giants. They got some
big boys.
Yeah, they got some players on the inside there. So if Sam Cosmi can play, we're going to find out quick.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Gibson's status. Questionable.
And he didn't have an injury last week, though.
No injury last week.
But
he was injured this week. Missed practice.
But was he injured in practice? Did anybody ever say something about injured in practice? Or did he come into practice already injured?
I know this.
Mm.
And, dude, maybe he just left his shoe in the trainer room. But he had a foot issue. And when he left the locker room yesterday, he only had one shoe on. And I was joking with him. I was like, dude, you forgot a shoe. He's like, yeah, it's in there, pointing at the trainer's room.
Mm.
Which, Brian, maybe he just left his shoe in there.
Probably.
It's possible they were working on a special shoe for him or doing something to the shoe.
Possibly.
I am one of the most forgetful people on the planet. I rarely walk around with one shoe.
Nobody does.
Now, he wasn't leaving the building or anything. It was like, imagine walking from in a regular-sized house, not a mansion size like B, a regular-sized house. Imagine from having to walk to your kitchen to your living room. Like, that was the distance of one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
But interesting nonetheless. Ron says they'll know about Chase Young Sunday. I mean, they are taking this to the last possible second. How much of that is just kind of gamesmanship messing with Giants.
A ton of it is.
I agree.
I think it's games, not just the Giants, also the media and the fans. Because we never said anything. We didn't tell you yay or nay. So whatever story you write, you're guessing. We didn't tell you anything. That's how it goes, man.
I know. I'm quite aware. If there's anything I'm aware of, it's the games being played when it comes to injuries. When we return. Oh, boy, we got a fun. What do we got? 80 minutes left?
About
1 o'clock, Ask B. Mitch Anything. 1:30, Jeff Ehrman joins us. Up next, we're going to plan Jeff Walker's Exotica itinerary for the weekend. Trust me, don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. One of the things I love about betting on the NFL is that I'm always finding new players or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Perfect for Sunday's games. You can go with the quarterback over passing yards, running back anytime touchdown, over total points scored, whatever you want. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons why I bet with FanDuel. The other reason I love to bet FanDuel is they're easy to use. They have live betting. My friends use it. Have fast withdrawals when you win. FanDuel pays you your winnings fast. And every day, and they have great odds boosts and specials every day and some big super boosts on the weekend around the biggest local or national matchups. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Brian for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Brian. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gambler. Chris Russell's 50 years old, don't know how to tie a tie. Jesus. All right, 10 minutes. Ask B. Mitch anything. You want to make sure you get in? Call now. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You know what? Bleep me. I just realized something. When I give out the phone number, people start calling. Jeff's job is to answer the phone. We got to talk to Jeff right now. So hold on. Hold on 5 minutes before you call.
Yeah, yes. You got to stop getting ahead of yourself.
I realize it there. Self-awareness is key, Brian.
You just don't have any.
We've been talking about the Commanders for close to 2 hours straight. So the guy that gives me hell about not talking about the Commanders enough, I don't know what planet you're from. But right now we need to help our boy Jeff out. Jeff Walker for president, after dropping bars earlier in the program, which we're going to play again, you have a big Saturday planned. Are you going to Home Depot and maybe Bed Bath & Beyond?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Exotica.
My man.
Uh-oh.
Exotica, for the unaware, is how do we describe Exotica? How do you describe Exotica, Jeff?
I don't know. I heard the ad and I was like,
it's the how to.
I got you.
The how to conference of the the porn industry.
Exotica with three X's, of course. Exotica is the largest adult event in the USA dedicated to love and sex. Two things I think we support on this program. Certainly love.
Yeah.
We're up with love. I think we're pro-sex. I'll say it. All right. So we're going to help Jeff. Jeff's going Saturday, correct?
Correct.
Shout out to the dude Jay that was here. Sam Weiner hooked Jeff up with some tickets. You get VIP or what?
Hey, that's what I asked for. I mean, if you're going to go, why not go big?
Uh-oh. Right, so it starts at 2 o'clock. B, do you want to look at this with me, or do you just want to? Here, come here.
You just do it over there.
All right.
I can imagine what they're showing.
Jeff, it starts at 2. I got a serious question. The stage has a DJ. You need to get in on that and be the DJ of Exotica.
Ooh. Hey, JP, I don't just show up places just to show up places. Everything is a networkation.
A networkation.
I like that, Jeff.
All right.
Whatever the hell you just said.
Well, Jeff, at 2:45, there's a seminar side and a stage side. So at 2:45, you could start with the art of erotic touch. Is that something you're into?
Yeah, man.
All right. So he's 2:45 to 3:15, he's booked. Well, there's a lingerie fashion show. Oh, you know what? That's during the same time as Art of Erotic Touch. But you know what you could do at 3:15 to 3:30?
What?
The Red Room flogging demonstration.
The who?
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, so I'm just gonna stay away from it.
Okay. One thing you have to hit, we've already talked about this, 4:25, sex and cannabis, all the smoking hot details. That sounds like your wheelhouse, Jeff.
I will be there.
You are a damn fool.
Jeff, if Stallion is going, we all know how terrible of a negotiator he is.
He's horrible.
Well, at 4:05 on Saturday, there's a seminar, Introduction to Kink and Negotiation.
I can tell you this. Stallion won't be coming up.
I don't know what that means.
I don't want to know what that means.
I'm just saying, you forgot Stallion was on like a 3-year hiatus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stallion, he's overdue for a performance. You can't miss, Jeff, 3:45 to 4 o'clock, the Naked Trumpeteer. That Landfill, we already decided he's got to go to that, right?
Yep, it's pretty much that and sex and cannabis. Those are the two musts.
Those are the two musts, Jeff. And everything else is kind of up to you.
All right, cool. So I'll add those two, and then I'll let y'all know what else I went into.
I mean, look, you got to go to maintaining and expanding your adult brand.
We need a report on on Monday. Well, probably Tuesday, because Monday is Victory Monday. So Tuesday, we're going to need a report.
Next week's cool. The bye week. We got plenty of time for an Exotica report.
It's going to be great, because CK says he's paying for some food on Monday. I remember that yesterday. He didn't slide by me. And Jeff is going to be giving us his erotica essay, point. His erotica essay. So this would be a great thing, you know?
I want a straight-up book report. You know those, like, tri-folding poster boards you used to bring in for science projects? I want one of those about Exotica.
We don't want anything written.
That's we put in the NFL. The NFL set a good
nothing
example.
Written. We want, just give us a report.
Hey, Landfill, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Check out the Saturday seminar from 7:55 to 8:25 p.m. And tell me if I'm allowed to say that on air.
I wouldn't, but I think we could go with from 5:50 to 6:20. Forced choice. Pick a side.
Let me finish.
What about what follows that?
I want you to backpedal back to your question. Let's go back to your question. When you have to ask, can you say it? More than likely not.
Well, you know one thing that's really popular on the internet? You'll see like 14 life hacks to clean up your closet, right? Stuff like that.
And when you click on it, it tells you everything other than cleaning up your closet.
8:10 to 8:40, erotic photography hacks for everyone. So next time you're sending nudes,
and Jeff
they'll
Jeff
be able
did
to
tell
help
me
you.
He just purchased a camera and he's about to become a photographer.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know why he had purchased this thing.
It's all good.
How long do you plan on being out there?
Depending on how things are going.
I was about to say, yeah. I mean, if I go there and it's like just giving me weird vibes, I'm going to be like, all right.
Jeff,
I think there's going to be some weird vibes.
Let me hit you with something. So I got off the plane in Vegas, and already you have fun in Vegas. And I walked into the lobby of the MGM. This is some years back. And I'm looking around, I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Everybody was like damn near naked. Now, but I'm thinking it's Vegas. And then I see a sign, porn convention. I see why everybody looked a little weird and different. And the whole weekend was different. Everything you saw was, this shouldn't be happening in the public. They should be doing this, you know? So you'll feel a little bit like that, Jeff, but you'll get through it.
The last time I was in Vegas was the rodeo convention, or like just the rodeo, whatever the hell. If you had told me at various hours of the day that was a porn convention, I would have believed it. There was a lot of leather, a lot of hats.
What is it, EDC, Electric Daisy?
That's a wild ride.
That right there, I was there for that, bruh.
That's like Burning Man.
I thought that was a porn convention.
Yeah, If you want good Molly, that's a place to go. All right, let's do this. Ask B. Mitch anything. We've now planned Jeff's itinerary. We'll get a full report next week. Time to ask the football legend anything you'd like. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're going to get a quick Commander's prediction from our guy Chris Russell as well. Don't go anywhere. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.